If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, or should we change it to the Bachelorette Podcast, I guess, since we're talking about Becca.
And but it's Bachelor Nation.
That's right. I'm Christine Lee with Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Howdy.
And Katie Pallotta. Thoughts on episode deuce?
Drama, drama, drama.
Ryan?
You know, I think this is going to be one of the rare occasions. I know we like to argue every so often, but usually we come to consensus. We are hopelessly divided, and I'm talking about the date smashing and dicing all of the Ari things.
Well, how are we going to be divided? You think that I'm going to think that it was a bad idea?
I do indeed.
Well, that's where you're wrong, mister.
Because you're like, too much Ari, too much Ari.
Okay, I would just like
but
to
say... But that's a good kind of Ari.
I predicted that we were not done seeing Ari, that ABC would not be so stupid to get rid of such a great villain. And so they have to keep bringing him back in some way, shape, or form.
But not him. What? We're done with him.
But they are not letting him go. They just keep resurrecting him in some way by bringing up the old footage, by having her break windshields, and they're keeping him around because we all like a good villain.
They right. did exactly what we said that she should have done to the cardboard cutout.
Right.
On the first night.
Maybe they're listening to our show. Am I allowed to swear?
I will bleep your swear.
Can I just, my thoughts.
We're a family program here, talking about a woman dating 30 men.
My thoughts on the episode are Connor is a dick, and that's basically what I wrote down. That's just kind of sums up the show.
I agree with that. Obviously, the whole Lincoln scenario. I think he did a good job of trying to
worm his way out of it.
Reconcile himself with Becca.
I was a little upset with her for letting him reconcile it.
Yes.
Because that was the perfect situation to say, you know what, deuces. Because if this sets you off so much that you're smashing things, and this is a message to all of you men or women out there, if your significant other is triggered their anger that easily, get far, far away because eventually that's going to be you.
Yeah, that's just
it's definitely a big red flag.
Yeah, and she even asked him, is this the way you deal with stuff? Oh no, this is a one-off.
And I love when people say, that wasn't me. As we saw that it was very much you 10 seconds ago.
It was all you.
Well, he was like circling. He got mad that Lincoln put the picture down. He took it and went and took it over to the other side of the patio. And then Lincoln brought it back. And then he wouldn't stop. Clearly, he's easily triggered. But I also love the fact that Chris Harrison can't even remember some of these guys' names. Because at the beginning of the episode, he's like, who are you? This should be a lesson unto ABC to keep supering the names of these guys. Because
always super names.
What's your name? David?
Yeah, as people were going home, I didn't know who any of them were. And thankfully she said, oh, hi, Ricky. Oh, okay, that's Ricky. Yeah. I know that. The other two, nothing. And then finally they put Alex's name up. But ABC, lots of names. Lots of names.
The three that went home, I couldn't have even told you their names at all. Or their faces.
Right, no, because it's at this point it's still a blur. Although we did get a crier at the end.
A very ugly crier. Oh, my God.
Oh, Alex.
I picture that's how I think most of us see ourselves as criers.
Yep.
I hope you're not seeing yourself. When you sort of feel that coming out, I think that's how we all envision us looking.
It's like you're silencing a sneeze.
Yeah. That's the best representation.
And how are you that invested after, like, a week and a half?
Because
how is this possible?
Because he was going to find love. Thoughts on the first group date where she kind of did, well, she basically did what her first date was. Here we go again.
Sort of.
Bringing back the Ari, which I loved that first date he had with her. She scored herself some Christian Louboutins.
Everything. She scored everything.
Wardrobe, the champagne.
But so she had a nice twist on
she
it.
She paid it forward, yeah.
Because you get pampered and you get these nice tuxes and you're feeling all great and, oh, we're going to go to this fancy event and then, no. You're going to get down, dirty, and ultimately through these obstacles and maybe some cheating going on.
They rolled out Fred Willard.
Well, Fred Willard was dodgeball. Fred Willard was dodgeball.
Right,
this was Rachel and Brian. We got to see.
Oh, right.
We got to see the
still together
happy couple.
They're cute.
They are cute.
They're
and
cute.
The longer this goes, the more I think, okay, maybe she made the right call. I think it's well stated. I was Team Peter. But
I forgot all about Peter.
Well, there you go. Yep. So did Rachel, apparently, because they seem very happy.
I hope so, yeah.
And they were very into it with her about getting them like in these perfect tuxes, not so perfect.
Yep. Yeah. What did you think of the group date and the end result, Katie?
I thought it was fun. I think Jordan was very excited that it was all about tuxes and everything. And then they...
You think?
And then, because he was all about all the fashion, all the tuxes. And
the walk.
Are we
the
not walk. Models? Are we not humans?
Wait, are you a model?
Yeah.
And then they announced the obstacle. And I think he was like...
Oh. Wind out of the sails.
Guess it's not modeling anymore. Like, it's actually a physical competition.
It's going to be work. Yeah.
But I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I did too. Very, very good to see Rachel back glowing as usual.
Yes.
And how about the outcome of the first group date? How do you think Becca is faring in her interactions with the guys one-on-one?
I think she has a connection with Lincoln. I think there's something there. And then, you know, as you brought up, there's the whole Connor situation that happened with the picture frame.
She really seemed to like Lincoln. And I liked that he went to her and he was not tattletaling. I did not feel it was a tattletale.
I think it was, but I think it was appropriate.
He did it in the best way possible.
It was a mature tattletale.
Because he said, I need a new picture, which was the bait. And
right.
She said, well, why?
And it was about him. The worst thing, and we talk about this every year, is when you go and tell someone, like, Katie was saying so-and-so about relationships. And that's way worse than, yo, this dude, I had this picture. I treasured it. It was great. We had a good time. And he just smashed it into
the
pool.
But he didn't even start it that way. He just said, I need a new picture. Like, I'm not going to tell you
but
why.
But you know she's
going to
say,
me.
Well, why do you need a new picture?
A mature tattletale.
That's why it was a brilliant tattle. It was. It was well played.
Yeah, I was okay with this one. Normally, you want to just, please, go home. But in this case, I thought it was okay because Connor was a maniac.
I also love how chill Lincoln was when Connor was acting like he was acting. Lincoln was taking a sip of his wine. Like, you can almost see it's a meme, like looking over, like he's sipping tea, like looking over the rim of the glass, like, go ahead, play yourself out, make yourself look like a jerk. And he got up, gently put it back without making a scene, and let Connor basically unravel.
Yeah, I think Connor was looking for more of maybe even a physical fight.
Yes.
And Lincoln was like, I was raised better than that. Mm. That's not,
he didn't
I'm not
going
to fight you. Like,
and
stop
I think
trying to get
let
me to.
Lincoln off the hook because it was annoying to see him kissing the picture. And you know, it was funny at first, but like, okay, dude, you won, fine. And even the other guys said, yeah, I didn't want to see that either. But that's not how you handle it. And so it went from the guys probably being like, oh, Lincoln throwing this in our face, being a jerk, very Crystal-like. And then to immediately, whoa, what are we doing here? We're smashing things, we're throwing things around, like, calm down. And it turned the table from everyone, oh, Lincoln's being so annoying, to, well, this guy's got problems.
Yeah, but it also made everyone forget that Lincoln was, you brought it up, he cheated.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing that I thought they would have focused more on, because how is it that everyone had the same timer?
Right.
And he was way ahead of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit, but there's no way.
All's fair in love and war.
It's true.
Yeah. I wish they had, and if any of you out there watching the challenge on MTV, they have producers watch these things. Now they're competing for money, but they have them on each of these challenges. There's no self-policing.
Okay.
They have everything watched from afar by
a
producer.
Like Big Brother, too.
And you have to get the okay. Like, yep, that's clear. Yep, that's clear. They were self-policing with the timers. And
yeah, I'm surprised they didn't spend more time.
Yeah, like, why not just do a universal 2 minutes in the... Because Clay was great. He's sitting there, like, I do this every day. This is fine. He's just chilling. keeping his junk out of the water.
Shrinkage.
Well, like a pro.
He said, yeah, I'm just keeping my legs in. Uh-uh. I'm protecting as much as me as I can.
Let's see. Jean Blanc. I have a slightly different opinion of him after last night's episode. At first, I kind of thought he was super, not goofy, but I just thought, oh, he's going to get weeded out fairly quickly because he's a little corny and whatnot. But he kind of
showed a different side.
More of his personality, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked him. He actually kind of reminds me of, even looks-wise, of Eric.
Yes, yes.
From Rachel's season.
Right.
Yeah, they on the first episode, his packaged piece was very, corny or cheesy.
The colonosaur.
Yeah, and he definitely finally came across as more of just a real dude and one that clearly Becca is down with.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I am too, because I was the same way. I was like, oh, please. This guy, he's this Joker, he's
his life
3,000 colognes, okay, but no, you seem...
She had a couple of makeout sessions that were...
Very intense ones, too. This was not peck on the cheek, like the weird John, that was sort of weird, tech guy. Mm. That was awkward. But almost everyone else, like, woo, very JoJo of
She's
her.
Feeling
like,
it.
All right.
I was fanning myself. I was like, oh my
Good
God.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I was so glad that it wasn't like Slurpee, because a lot of times, some bachelors and bachelorettes get super Slurpee.
Yeah.
And you just have to turn the volume
and
down.
God. After the one-on-one with Blake, she was very much the aggressor, because they were walking out and she said, before we go, and like pulled him in.
Yeah.
And now, would have been better if there wasn't some rando walking down the street past them. But, you know, that notwithstanding, it was...
I don't get Blake.
Like, that's a power move.
Blake looks like a blockhead to
And
me.
We have finally...
You don't get Blake.
We have arrived. So this is where the disagreement's going to be. It's not the date with him.
No.
You like the date.
But yeah,
I loved the date.
The date was great.
Okay.
From Lil Jon to the sledgehammers.
I didn't think Blake knew who Lil Jon was. I mean, Becca did. But I think Blake was like, hey, oh, fill me in. And then...
Little Jon. Wow, he's my favorite.
Well, then he's like, I'm a huge Lil Jon fan, so...
But
it's so awesome.
Really name all of his hits. Yeah. Go ahead. But when I immediately thought of Sandra Bullock, the movie, I can't remember the name of the movie, but the scene where she's doing Turn Down for What?
Miss Congeniality, maybe?
No, it was a different one. I'll have to look it up. It's going to drive
me. I know what you're talking about, but I forget the movie.
She's dancing by herself to Turn Down for What? Yeah, it's
The Heat?
No, it wasn't that.
No, we're just going to keep guessing Sandra Bullock movies.
Throughout the whole podcast.
I'm going to look it up in a minute, but that date was awesome, and Lil Jon narrated it, I guess,
in the
best way possible.
They got play Negan, they got to carry the sledgehammer instead of the bat, and they just crush everything.
I loved it. I thought it was set up perfectly.
It was the perfect, because I think if you would have done this in week 7, it would have been a little like, okay...
We're
still talking about getting up. But to be the first, first one right out of the chute, let's cleanse the demons as you
Even next week, I think. Like, I think this was probably the last week that it was okay with all the Ari stuff. And then
we dig deeper into the guys.
We left it behind, as they said.
She
said. And then
it's not left behind, because they're going to keep resurrecting his ghost.
Well, you're going to talk
about
it.
No, but now we have new drama. We have, the Colton. And
yeah,
so we're going to move forward with that.
Male model. It was the proposal with Sandra Bullock. It was a different Lil Jon song. It was Get Low.
Oh.
But
well,
still.
Same thing.
Like a good, I just was thinking of her. But yeah, I think Blake is just a blockhead with little tiny chiclet teeth.
I like Blake.
I liked him too.
Yeah. He handled this sort of date perfectly. Another good point about how you can respond and how you should respond. He very well could have went in there and been all timid and, well, I'm just going to let her smash this as she gets over. No, he was right in there. He went to town slamming things and...
It did look fun, and I really want to know where she got that black jumpsuit, because...
With the belt.
Yeah.
That... was smoking hot in the best way possible.
Yeah, very fitting.
Because they're walking in, I'm thinking, is she wearing a belt with her?
I liked it.
Okay.
Naturally.
Yeah, no, it looked really hot. How much damage did they do on those vehicles?
A lot.
And the couch, the famous couch.
Think of all of those bachelor interns that have to clean that setup.
So you want to work in TV, huh?
Here's your first job.
What's the repair job on that through your insurance company? I'm just.
It's called junkyard.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So you guys are down with Blake.
Yeah. They had a great dinner.
We learned about his. He opened up a little bit. Except I didn't like how he was like. I didn't like how he was like. I had a very similar situation, and
he's like,
I saw texts from my girlfriend that she was going to break up with me, but that's not the same as a huge public breakup on TV. Like, I don't think that's similar.
No.
He was like trying to compare his situation to her situation.
So I didn't agree. Because
it was a
fast relationship. He fell quickly in two months. The heartbreak
aspect of it, I understand. But he was like, I had a very similar situation.
I was also embarrassed on national television.
He's one of those one-uppers where if you tell someone, something happened to me, they're going to one-up you with a similar story that's potentially better.
Well, actually, Christine, I think he's a super one-upper because he really needs to make everybody, no matter where they are at any time,
not just women.
I like him, so I hope he keeps himself in line.
Yeah, I'm hoping this isn't one of those cases
where the
ex-girlfriend shows up and is like, yeah, actually, we were together for 8 years and we were together until the show started. Oh, God.
Really, I'm having a hard time with a lot of, well, everyone on your team, Katie, is a nightmare. And
really, the three of us don't have great fantasy teams.
And
well, it's
Ryan,
not a great batch overall, to be fair.
No, it's. I feel bad for Becca, but I guess she's engaged at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So far, with the exception of Lincoln, who's on Ryan's team, I'm not really a big fan of.
Yeah, if you want to see these fantastic charts, they're going to be up on Bachelor Podcast, at Bachelor Podcast, on Instagram and Facebook. And you can see these fine teams and
lots
how we put them together. Lots of hard work.
The laminating machine is in overdrive. Katie, you have a lot of notes. Did you have anything more that you wanted to add about Blake's date with Becca?
Not really on his. I think you kind of
What are you transitioning to then?
Well, the next group date.
Dodgeball.
And this is where they roll out Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. First of all, if you have not seen Best in Show, the movie about dogs, and Fred Willard, you know, being one of the judges, I know also Dodgeball, but still, for me, there's no better Fred Willard movie than Best in Show. But
We had our first Got to Pay the Bills moment of the season.
Yeah, for the movie.
No, not even. For the Oceans is a different story. That's with the other bachelorettes and everything. But this was Sky Zone.
Oh, yeah.
As they walked in, we're like, well, gotta pay them bills, ABC.
Well, they got that for free, obviously, right?
Yeah, you gotta
pay the bills.
This way, otherwise it cost them thousands of dollars. Now, Sky Zone. They're there for a few hours and they pay the bills.
I liked the touch of the kids training them for dodgeball.
From Central Casting, how cute.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
For real.
Because first they pelt them on the way in, and then they treat them like the bad PE coach that we all, or teacher that we all had.
Dodgeball hurts, man. Like, no thank you.
I've seen pitching machines before. Yeah. I've never seen dodgeball pitching machines. Like, let's go to 100 miles an hour.
I gotta look those up.
It leaves a big old welt on your body.
If you're lucky, it leaves. I'm worried about it taking something.
So it's a catch-22. Either you hit her and you look like a winner.
That was awesome.
A winner, or you hit
her. That was a smart, smart move.
Until you realize, oh crap, no, they're going to throw it at her. They don't care.
But, you know, that's.
Leo is a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his team sucked.
Yeah. His team was terrible.
And he just kept doing his Matrix type things. And
I'm pretty sure at one point it was like him versus six.
Yeah. And he started picking them off one by one. And because each of their games, he ended up being the last one. And I think he finally realized, well, I'm going to be out either way. So he does this weird sort of upside down flip. And that's when he got hit. Because he's like, I can't beat this many people at once.
Leo could be a superhero. Like, he does have kind of an Avengers look about him.
Yeah, definitely an Aquaman type feel.
Yes, I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, you know, either he's
like Aquaman before he hit the gym.
And then after that, he gets like a shampoo endorsement and rides in with the hair, you know, on a motorcycle or a
Leo
horse
could be a dark horse here.
Yes, he could.
He could.
He handled it. Forget about just with the game, which he had fun with and handled it the way you're supposed to.
Right.
But even afterwards, and Becca noticed, which a lot of times these guys who go all out, it's sort of lost on the woman or the bachelor or bachelorette. I don't know. I didn't think much of him out of the gate.
Same.
But he's got a certain swagger.
Suave.
Yeah, in a different way than Jean Bloch or Lincoln or any of them. He's just got his own sort of, and maybe it is like an Aquaman type feel. I don't know. He's got a different...
It's not going to work, though, because he still has better hair than her. And she already pointed
that
out. She's never going to see anything more than he has better hair than I do.
But he can wear it. You know, is he like Samson? You cut the hair, he loses his superpowers? Because I think he is hair. Like, you cut that hair, I mean, he's still hot, but I don't know. That's part of his vibe.
Yeah.
Man Bun Mike has to go, though. I'm sorry.
Well, we never see him. Who? We don't know anything about him.
The guy who's always got his
hair. Kidding. I know. It's like... Between Mike, Nick, and Jason, like, I don't even know who those people
are. At the rose ceremony, right? They go through them. You know, almost every rose ceremony we've seen over the last 5 years, it's been Christine. You walk up, say something, whatever.
Right.
Katie, you walk up. With them, they're just cutting to them and, okay, let's go to the people you actually know. No,
I think Jason tried to get, like, like those in the moments.
Yes, he did.
I think the Connor drama.
Right.
Or some sort of drama that was happening. And he like tried to make it a thing, but like they only left like one scene.
Yeah.
With like, he's just not.
Well, when you look like Paul Ryan, it's really hard.
Oh, well, now that's all I'm going to see now.
Come on, see with the little Eddie Munster.
Oh, man. You're making The Bachelor worse again. Jeez.
What about the male model walking around with half his clothes off and interrupting in his stupid Speedo
They were briefs.
Underwear.
Yeah. He was a grape smuggler.
Totally. You don't want to show that off.
Well, especially considering he clearly enjoyed his time with her, because when he stood up, things were different than when he first got there.
Yeah, but it wasn't even all that impressive.
No, not at all.
That's that full staff. I was like, come on.
Well, I'm assuming it's more like half, but still, it's not something.
Maybe that's why he decided to go with the pink blanket.
Yeah, he clearly needed to cover up, and I don't know in what world that seemed like a good idea.
He's this season's, who was the girl last season, Crystal, who was just a total nut job, and you guys couldn't stand her, and I liked watching her.
We did avoid a Crystal moment here, though. After the dodgeball, yes, when they said the after party, and everyone's going.
That's right. Everyone's a winner.
We're not going to, you know, everyone's getting
hated
a trophy.
That.
Yeah. Everyone's getting a trophy. There's not going to be anybody upset.
Right, it's Little League.
And you know she was sitting at home throwing things at the TV.
No, that's not right. Yeah, no, we didn't have any drama that everyone got to go.
Yeah.
But I was still kind of laughing at how catty these guys are with each other. There's factions forming. And you saw it right from going back to the picture frame getting thrown in. I couldn't tell who it was because it was like a side profile. But one of the guys, it was a blonde guy, was laughing at it. Now, if I saw someone do that, or you guys did, you'd be like, dude, what's your problem?
Definitely a little Mean Girls-ish.
Yes.
Probably Jordan.
I
don't think it was. I think it was one of the no names. I don't think it was one of the people we actually know. And
was it Colton?
It wasn't Colton. Because to be sitting the next morning and saying, oh, he was crying about the picture. Listen, I thought he went a little too far too, but
it was probably Nick.
Nick!
Yeah,
it
that was makes sense. Yeah. Like, really, that's your main focus is the next morning to be gossiping about a picture?
I mean, that's all they have to talk about. They're cooped up in a house with nothing to do and nowhere to go.
Which is very bleh. It's like, guys, I'd rather watch you lift and eat meat.
The whole conversation between Jordan and David about him like coming out with his bathing suit on during cocktail hour reminded me of the emotional intelligence
conversation
that
yes.
Taylor had in her season, because it didn't even focus on the bathing suit past 1 minute. It just turned into basically who was smarter within 3 minutes.
And they all got the words wrong. So
yeah.
What is it?
Oh, I wrote it down.
They kept saying, no, it's my face, your head. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, I tweeted it out because I was watching it not in real time.
I'm professional.
Disingenuous.
I'm professional.
I tweeted, the word is disingenuous.
No, it's not. It's uningenuously.
It's like these two blockheads arguing over... Yeah, it was actually.
You just wish somebody with a brain that's there, and who knows who that is, would have stepped in at some point and said, "Guys, first of all, you're both wrong
and idiots.
Second of all,
dumb.
Stop being dumb. Third, put some clothes on.
Fourth, here's a dictionary.
Seriously."
Speaking of dumb, who are the dumbbells this time around?
Well, I mean...
Besides those two.
You mean
two,
who's not?
Who's
not? Might be a better question.
I had high hopes for Clay, but I'm thinking that he may not have an elevator that
Clay
goes all the way to the top.
Clay seems really sweet.
He is a sweetheart.
And I think he's probably going to end up lasting a little longer than I thought he was.
Why?
But I think she enjoys...
The muscles?
Well, that too. I think we all would enjoy the muscles. But I don't know. I think she just likes his sort of innocent...
Yeah.
Because he's not the prototypical NFL guy. You see how big he is. And then even when he said, we're going to do this celebration, you know, he doesn't try to be, I'm going to run around. He goes five feet
teddy
out.
Bear. Yeah.
He's like a gentle giant, as opposed to this, I lift things up and put things down. But then, yeah, in their conversations, you like, yeah, it might be...
Yeah, the conversations aren't the... deepest.
Might not go. I think the elevator is the best one.
But
might not
maybe
go
he's
all
been
the way to
knocked
top.
Around a few
and
times.
And that's the thing is obviously being in that line of work is tough. But he seems like a super nice guy, and I think that'll probably keep him around a bit.
Yeah, big guys are one of two directions. They're either the sweet teddy bears or they're the stereotypical steroid raging nightmares, and he definitely fits that. Kind of like a John Cena, who's just so sweet, but he's just. This big guy.
Yeah, Clay definitely has the teddy bear type feel. And I think that could keep him around. I thought he was going to be out right away, but I think that might keep him around a bit.
Wills date Rose, another guy who I haven't quite figured out yet. I was at first thinking that he's going to go all the way. He definitely got the date Rose, and he hasn't given me a vibe one way or the other.
Same. I think he's been pretty quiet at this point. So it's either
he's not.
It's either gonna go.
Drama, yeah.
Yeah. It's either gonna go one way or the other. Probably starting next episode or two.
I think she appreciated though that he went 0 to 60 when they were sitting and was very aggressive about their little makeout session. It wasn't a beat around the bush. It was like okay, we're there.
Didn't he say he had a smooth line, like, I didn't get to prove to you before, so let me show you now.
Yeah, he did. I don't know the exact line.
He slid right in there. But okay, so like I said, I wasn't watching it in real time because I had to catch up, and my DVR shut off before the very end, and I did happen to see there was some drama that has to do with. Raven. Or
Tia.
With Tia.
Well, so let's, before we get to what we're going to see, let's talk about what we saw.
Yeah.
So Colton, who came out of the first episode, I think, and clearly I took him first overall, so looking like
a front runner
for sure.
I mean, he was the first guy out of the limo.
He's, he's nice and good looking and jacked, and he's
had a good backstory.
Had a great backstory, and he spends a lot of time with charity.
Checks all the boxes.
All the boxes.
Yeah.
Ultimately, except one, which we'll learn about later. But then, out of nowhere, we find out he had,
a weekend?
That's the thing. And this is what we have to talk about.
A fun weekend.
A fun weekend, right. I did see this part.
Is that really an issue?
Unless they had sex, there's no reason to bring it up.
Well, even if they did, I don't think that's really breaking any code, like female code. It's not like they were dating.
What is this? Reality world knows everybody? Like, how does he know her anyway?
I felt the same way. But then she brought up the point where, what if he was coming on the show thinking the Bachelorette was going to be Tia?
But he clearly knew it wasn't, though, because they had already done their thing. Because I thought about that, too, but I don't know. Because
this was January.
Yeah, they hadn't made their decision yet.
How does he know her? How
do any of these people know each other?
Exactly. I'm like, what is this? Some kind of...
It's the cult.
Like an underground club that only certain people can get into? Yeah. Like, you know, and...
But
it's exactly what it is.
So I guess that's something that'll roll around in your head, just like the dude from Minnesota. Is he here because... he is really interested in me, or is he just here because he wants to be on TV? He was never interested in me before.
Wait, are Tia and Becca BFFs, or is this...
They're friends. Yeah.
Friends.
Okay, so if it's your best friend...
Not best, but friend.
Well, I was just going to say, if it's your best friend, you would assume that if you're best friends, that Tia would have already told Becca this.
But clearly,
yeah,
they didn't.
I didn't... Like you said, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But then she went the... avenue of, what if he was just hoping this whole time it was right. Tia, and now he's just here, and I'm not the one that he really wanted. He just
thinks I'm Tia 2.0.
Because yeah. I don't settling. It's not like a...
Which is true.
It's not like staking your claim. You know, you can't, you know, every person that you hook up with, you can't then say, oh, well, all my friends off limits.
He did it to continue his storyline.
If you're dating, that's a different story. Then the line starts to get blurred a little bit more about how serious, but for a weekend, you hook up, who cares?
Yeah, maybe, she...
Why is this a thing?
She was very, like, taken aback and upset about the whole situation and said that she needed time, and then ultimately...
Well, I mean, I think I would be taken aback if, like, a guy that I'm interested in... And
I would too, because this was like out of the blue.
There's like 50 guys I'm interested in on the show. But I mean, if the guy I'm interested in and he says, well, I like you, but I also had a thing with your friend, I think I would be kind of taken aback. I would be like, well, F you then. Like, okay, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, well, because it was completely out of the blue, too. Like, he just...
I get why
he told her, because if it comes out in 6 weeks, or in this case, 2 weeks when they show up, and that's... we'll get to that. But if it comes out down the line, then it's like, well, why are you keeping this secret? It's like, I just want to get out in front of it, let you know that there's this sort of connection that we have.
Which I'm surprised, honestly, that producers didn't keep that until the week that...
It just happened to show up.
And that it came out at that group date.
Yeah, and that's where I think it was his decision to do it and not pushed by anyone, because it would be way better TV if all of a sudden... He walks in, and Tia's sitting there, and Becca has no idea, like, why is this a big deal?
I think Becca has had enough people walking in and shocking her that the producers are like, let's not...
No more ambushes!
Let's not age her another 10 years, the poor thing. Maybe he thought it showed his sexual prowess to be like, not only did I bed her,
well,
yeah,
but
does that make me look like more of a man?
Well, so that's the thing.
You know?
He allegedly is still a virgin.
That
was in a preview.
Ryan.
Which I guess Tia could confirm in that respect.
He could do a lot of things without and still call himself a virgin. So maybe that was his way of showing that he's not inexperienced, even though he's a virgin. Because he's spent a fun weekend with Tia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just throwing darts.
So that leads to next week, which is she's going to have some of her girlfriends there to... sort of vet the guys, and one of them is Tia, and she's going to be in the room with Colton, and I guess this will all get sort of brought to the surface about how
and
serious
Colton
this was.
Will happen to be on that group date.
Of course. Okay.
And Tia will say, you're not a virgin. What are you talking about?
Now that would be
plot
A
twist.
Plus TV.
That would be plot twist for sure. All right. Well, so that's what's coming with all these memorable guys.
Speaking of memorable, so not that you know who these people are, but Ricky, Alex, and Trent all went home, and everybody else stayed. We don't need to run through the who is who.
No.
But on our fantasy teams, I believe someone shockingly not me, lost two people of those three.
I'm raising my hand. It's me, Christine. I lost Ricky and Trent.
And then I lost Alex.
I only have one guy on my team that I even like at all. It's Wills. The rest of the guys.
See my thing? I don't even know who.
Ryan, you have a pretty good team. Katie, you have
Leo. I like Lincoln. I think I still like Colton. John Block came around.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good over there.
I don't like John. And obviously Ryan, he's the winner. I
mean, obviously.
Power name right there.
Katie has the male model and the blockhead.
And Chris is sort of up and down.
Blockhead Blake, and she also has Jason, Paul, a.k.a. Paul Ryan. So,
yeah. Your team's cursed.
Also, I think... thanks. I also think that Connor looks like Jordan Rogers.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait a minute. Upside down, he looks like Mario Lopez.
No, I actually made a note of that.
That's true.
It's
actually
funny.
If you look at Connor's picture upside down,
he looks like
Connor,
Mario
Jordan
Lopez.
Rogers. I thought
like,
that...
there's a lot of lookalikes... I feel like in this...
And I don't think you guys know who necessarily would be able to pick him out of a lineup, but I thought Blake looks like Johnny Manziel. And
from the Cleveland Browns?
Formerly of the Cleveland Browns, now of the CFL. And Grocery Joe, I thought, looked like our buddy Andy Grammer.
Wait, let me see. Where's...
Yes,
where's,
he's not on
but
here.
But he's on there.
He was eliminated.
He was Grocery Joe.
And I also...
Because the first episode I did, these guys look like someone else in Jordan.
Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
And also I think David looks like... Chris, who won Desiree's season.
They look, David?
That's David.
Oh, yeah. He's another one with the block hairdo and the... He and Blake could
Is it
be.
Possible maybe they're just running out of people and they're just
they're
recasting?
They're just recasting. Jordan is actually Robbie.
Your name is now David. You're from Texas. And
Jordan
you're an actuary.
Robbie.
Jordan and JoJo are no longer together, and he's now Connor.
That is hysterical.
ESPN wasn't paying, so
yeah.
Back to ABC.
All right, you guys. Well, that was a fun episode, and we'll have to wait and see what happens with the Tia drama and the picture frame and the water drama and anything else that we can muster up. See if we'll resurrect Aria again for another episode somehow, some way. But you can find us on social media, Bachelor Podcast at Bachelor Podcast. Across all platforms. I'm Christine Lee. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything that we missed?
I don't think so. I'm getting ready for more drama.
We good? Ryan Jones?
This picture means so much to me.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.